another episode of the Stu Show. I got a very special guest today in the house, y'all never heard of. Dom is in the house. Give it up. Give it up.
What's up, guys?
All right. So my friend Dom is here today, and Dom and Daryl, I call them Double D, put on a disc golf tournament on the 6th of October, 2018 in Santa Rosa at Rosa Parks across from Pioneer High near the skateboard park. Dom, how did it go over, and will you do another tournament or discing there?
Oh, man, it went awesome. Like, it turned out unbelievable. I can't get over, like, how smooth everything went and just how much fun everybody had. Like, everybody had a smile on their face, dude. It was pretty awesome.
I freaking love what you guys did with a chunk of land that was being used for pretty much nothing. But, like, now people want to go hike, disc, and relax back there. It's a very cool place. Like, I've been playing disc since the 80s in San Diego at Morley Field, and then many other places since. But as a youngster, me and my friends had so much fun, you know. But your tournament was probably one of the funnest times I've ever played frisbee golf, dude. I'm fucking serious, dude. It was just so cool. That's just awesome. To see everybody there, and everyone is so cool. And, like, me and my friend Brad Santosh, we do a festival, the Howard Street Fair, and it's like a lot of the people there will have the best time they've ever had dancing in the streets, right?
Right.
And you and Daryl did a ton of work, blood, sweat, and beers. I mean, I chipped in some work, but here's the point. When the Howard Street Fair is go time, and it's that day, We don't have that much fun. We're the promoters. And so I'm just wondering, how much fun did you have that day as compared to if you went there as compared to putting it on yourself, like being the host?
Well, you know, part of it is, man, is just, you know, when you're a host, like, the real big payoff is just seeing everybody else, like, happy. Like, that's the greatest thing in the world, you know? And, yeah, I mean, I may have played like shit. Like, I played horribly. But, I mean, I was just happy to be there to put it on and make people smile. Like, to answer one of your questions earlier, like, yes, we are going to put something else on there. Another tournament someday. Soon, hopefully. And there's been people throwing back there, like, every day since we've, like, had the tournament. Like, we're going to go there now and go throw, you know?
Check.
And it's, you know, that park is actually starting to be used for, like, what it's intended to do, you know? Like, make people happy. Like, parks make people happy. And that land was, like, so forgotten about and just nobody used it. Now you have people using that land and are happy. Like, you see families back there. It's pretty sweet, dude. It's a great feeling. You
fuck
know? So
yeah, it's fucking pretty sweet.
I feel like I won way more than what anybody else did that day. You know, like, people who won first and stuff, like, I took home a bigger prize than what they did.
That's awesome. That's fucking awesome. All right, now this is why I call it the Stew Show, because I stir the pot and I mix it up. Ready?
All right.
I don't even know where you were or what happened, right? But, when you were, like, how old were you when the school teacher went up in the space shuttle and just blew up?
Oh, God.
Were you even alive?
What year was that?
Were you alive?
Fuck yeah, I was alive. I'm not that young. I don't know. Do you remember what year that was?
I remember being in school watching it, and all of a sudden it blew up, and we all just went, oh, my freaking God. And the teacher's like, turn off the TV. Turn it off.
I was in elementary school at the time. I think it was that, like, back it was in the 80s, right? Like, 89 is whenever the Challenger blew up.
That shit was crazy, right?
That shit was crazy, man.
Like, you're like, we got this. Look at it. Even a school teacher's going up. And you're in a school. I was in school. And we were watching it on TV in a classroom. And like, we love our teacher. And all of a sudden, the teacher goes, oh, bam, done.
Yeah, man.
Which was fucking hilarious. But hold on, soundbite time.
Now there's no excuse for that shit at all. Yeah. Come on. Tiger Woods, have a little respect for yourself. That's all. Okay, I couldn't do Tiger's top five, but I've seen 9 through 12. Pretty confident I could pick up an IHOP waitress. That's all I'm saying. And people lost their mind. And see, that's the thing with this celebrity stuff. People act like it's personal, like they somehow know the person, right? They're like, oh, Tiger's poor wife. What about his wife? I don't know. I don't know Tiger's wife. I don't know his relationship with his wife. I'll tell you this. I know it's not like an ordinary marriage. You know, it's not like Tiger's wife was working part-time to help buy golf balls. Tiger bought his wife an island. Let that sink in for a minute. He bought his wife an island, all right? I've known a lot of married guys. I've never known a guy to buy his wife an island. I've never seen a guy price an island. You never saw a guy, oh shit, Valentine's Day's coming, better get me an island. Let me tell you, if you start buying islands, the rules change. If I'm married to a woman and she buys me an island, then she can fuck around anywhere except my island.
All right. You know Hugh?
Yeah.
Huge asshole, man. That guy is the coolest. Huge asshole. All right. So a girl asks her dad for some money the other day so she can go to a 50 Cent concert.
All right.
And he goes, here's a dollar, take your sister. Oh! Da-dun-dun.
That was cheap.
All right, like I got a T-shirt that I think would be great. Beauty is in the eye of the beer holder.
There you go. That'll work. Print it up. Man, this weed's good.
Oh yeah. Like Who won your division?
Brandon won my division. I don't know how he kept it together, dude. He was more drunk than you get.
Oh, shut it.
He had a solid first round, and dude, he was. Oh my, that was hilarious. He was stumbling,
when
dude.
I need motivation, my one solution is my queen, 'cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She's always in my corner right there when I want her. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. They say, do you need me? Do you think I pretend? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I'm her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. She walks like a model. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah. 'Cause I'm the wizard of love and I got the magic wand. Other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. They say, do you need me?
Oh, just had to mix it up. Like, what can people do to make that place behind Rose Parks a permanent course? Like, sign a petition or call someone at City Hall to let them know that you're in favor of putting in a course? Or do I need to do, like, can I really, like, it feels like a spiritual spot to me, except for the poison oak, and I know some people got it, but there's nothing Roundup won't cure, but there's got to be something that if enough people do, that they're like, well, we can't shut down all these people.
Right. Well,
so if we get a petition of enough people going, no, dude, we want this here.
Right. I don't even think we need that right now. I think we just need to be patient, and we need to, you know, have open lines of communication with the Parks Department.
Uh-huh.
You know, they got a lot going on right now with the fires that happened last year, a year ago.
It's yes. It's
been a year ago this week, you know. And so, you know, they're really busy with that stuff right now, so we just got to be patient and kind of, you know, see what happens after that and they get through that because that was such a hard time and there was a lot of parks in the city that was, you know, destroyed by that, by those fires. So, yeah, we're going to wait and see what happens there. And, you know, they're definitely already, you know, they've heard our voice throughout the community about what we've done back there already, and they're completely on board. Like, we talked to a couple people at the city, and they're really interested in what we're going to do, what we want to do back there, and I think it might be a high possibility, you know, in the
future.
I mean,
we can't just go renegade, dig holes, pour concrete, and put it in baskets without the remission.
No, we can't do that.
Well, that would be wrong. Then they won't let us keep it. That's why I'm like, we need to play by the rules.
Right.
Get there. Yep. All right, hold on. I got something for your ear hole. Let's see what we get here.
Your chance to bug us. Your chance to call from the public. So, call.
Okay, first call.
Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Do you guys like real games, like Dungeons and Dragons and stuff?
No, but I know all about them.
Okay, great. Well, my Dungeon Master...
Yeah, your DM.
Yeah, he's been putting this really bad spell on my wizard, and he keeps giving my wizard herpes.
Hey.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. What should I do?
You need to collect a lot of gold pieces and just go buy yourself a rubber cloak for his wand.
Well, yeah, the last time I tried that, he said that he loses sensitivity in his magic and he can't feel the magic.
Well, you're just going to have to insist that he wears them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot, caller. Next caller.
Oh, before you get cocky, put on a socky. All right, people, let's move it on. So, questions from the fans. Oh, we got a fan out there for Dom. Oh, you think I didn't know people that know you? I do.
Oh.
All right, questions from the fan. On the fight on October 6th, how many people like it will you know, like, with how many people who like it, right?
Right.
The fight at the end of the Conor McGregor fight hurt the UFC, and it looked like shit could go way out of hand, and, like, Conor just lost a nasty battle. Then the next thing you know, the other dude's guy jumps in the cage, two of them. One of them's banging him in the back of the head. Well, he's fighting this other guy. Like, did you see that square off with Conor McGregor after the fight?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. That's crazy.
That's fucking nuts, right?
Man, yeah.
I mean, they're already the UFC, and then it's like this. And you're about to start mayhem. And that was the largest fucking pay-per-view / people event for their, you know, for their company ever. And a fight broke out.
That's crazy, man. I mean... That's like, dude, that's higher level. That's like, you know, country versus country there. Like, humans are weird. But yeah, man, they're in some serious shit. They like revoked that one dude's contract, and then they the dude that fought said that he was gonna quit. So we'll see what happens there.
I don't know. They're trying to make it like a rematch, and it's like this. How can you have a rematch when Conor McGregor really got his ass kicked? It wasn't like a close fight. It was like, no, that guy was not trained like that other kid was. You know, it's like,
yep.
Conor, throw in the towel. After he got that money from that boxing match,
I think he
got soft.
Yep.
Well, he came into loads of money and was like, I don't even need to train anymore. Next thing you know, what if we give you loads of money to get into another fight? And it's like, oh, dude, you got your ass handed to you.
He did.
All right, so Halloween is coming up. It's my favorite holiday of all the holidays.
Yeah.
And that's for many reasons. Halloween is the fucking kick-ass holiday. But girls this year are painting their butts to look like jack-o'-lanterns. And I gotta say, that puts a whole new spin on Peter.
Oh my.
And as a quote of the week. Here's my quote of the week, people. She believes in me even when I don't. All right. All right, now hold on. This would be cool. It's getting dark soon, as soon as that time change and what have you, but I think we need a Wednesday group that meets at 5. Every 5 o'clock, we all meet at Santa Rosa Parks and play a round of disc. There might not be as many baskets, but, you know, use your imagination, people. But then,
speaking of
Saturday morning, 10 a.m., there's another meeting, and we're going to have another game of disc at Rosa Parks, right across from the skateboard park. And it's just, it really brings a crew of people together when you're playing with them every Saturday. Then when you see them in the community or whatever, you're tighter. It's just, yeah. It builds a good
community. Disc golf is a
community.
Great community, man. And speaking of the time change, go out and vote. Go out and vote. Get rid of it. Vote on in November.
To
get rid of daylight savings.
Yeah, it's for farmers back in the day.
Right, but go out and vote.
Hell yeah, vote. I didn't know there was a vote on changing daylight savings. That's how dumb I am.
There was one last
Woo-hoo!
Year.
Woohoo! Talking to that smart guy, Stuart.
Well, now you know. So go out and vote.
All right. Do you think Trump is dumb for running and becoming the president?
I don't think he's dumb for running and becoming president. I think he's a dumb person. But
right.
Yeah.
I think he was fine where he was, and I never should have done that. But that's just me.
I mean, come on,
me.
If you get a chance to be the president of the United States, why not?
Oh, this one's pretty funny. Okay, ready? So I'm leaving the parking lot of the tournament, and I see some guy that I've never met, but he's pretty tall, and he's like putting his thumb out, like, I need a lift. And I'm like, where are you going? And he goes, I just need a ride to Piner. I'm like, well, it's right on my way. Yeah, hop in. Right. So guy jumps in my car. Oh, boy. He says, I always bring 2 pairs of pants when I go disc golfing. And I'm staring at the road, and I turn my eyes off the road, and I look at him like, what? And he goes, just in case I get a hole in one. I was like, yeah. And I was pretty tired, and I was a little buzzed, right? There were some brewskis. I fucking laughed at that shit, dude. I was like, what the fuck, dude? It's so funny. All right, hold on. Beep, beep, beep. This just in. Bad news on our course. Do you think if we brought moms and dads and kids, I guess you've already really gotten over this, but there's nothing we can do except for wait to talk to the city about it?
Pretty much. I mean, we need to, you know, if we want.
What if a bunch of moms, dads, and kids went in dressed like they're going to church? Like, I'll put a suit on, dude. I'll dress up fancy and go in there,
you
like,
know,
we really want this course. Like, I am a taxpaying citizen.
Right. I mean, we just, you know, they have their agendas right now, and we just have to, you know, kind of calmly wait out the storm and, you know, do the most that we can. We just, you know, the next time we have something out there, we'll get some volunteer sign-up forms. You know, if you want to go out and volunteer to help clean up the place, like, we can always go out and get volunteer sign-ups from the Santa Rosa Parks Department and, you know, go from there and see if they can help us out, and we'll help them out, and, you know, we'll make a great community out there.
All right. Ready? First of all, I am Tracy Morgan. I'm going to take my shirt off, and tonight somebody's getting pregnant up in here tonight. Alright? So wait, hold on, let me get this straight. What do you guys play? Disc golf? That's like a hot tub challenge, or it's like a car wreck. Like, either way, someone is naked on my couch on Sunday, right? Okay, I gotta get paid. Here's our ad for the week. Google's new AI, such as Siri or Alexa, has 7 new voices to choose from. That's it. I just got paid. Boom. Alright. Now, this is supposed to make you feel better, but I don't know if it's going to. We're going to find out real quick here, Dom.
Alright.
And then, oh yeah, here it is.
The fifth largest country on Earth, and they could be on the brink of massive change because Brazilians are pissed off right now. One recent survey found that 95% of them say their country is headed in the wrong direction. As you will see tonight, there is a very real chance that they're about to elect a dangerous ideologue with potentially disastrous consequences. So let us look at why that is the case. And the first thing that you really need to understand is that Brazil is just emerging from the worst recession in its history. Millions are out of work, and in some regions, crime is out of control. Last year, there were more than 63,000 homicides in Brazil. That's more than Europe and the United States combined. And if you live in...
What the heck?
Acutely aware
what
of
the
it.
Heck?
Here's a person.
Dude, more people got killed in Brazil than Europe and America? You know how many people we kill in America? We're like gun happy. Go to South Central Los Angeles at night and see how many people get shot and no one even cares. And it's like this. No, Brazil is way gnarlier.
It is.
Whoa, what a scary place.
It really All right. is.
We're going to call it a short one. We're going to wrap this up because we want to go discing at Rosa Parks. But I was just going to... see if you wanted to mention anything about your Thursday project.
Yeah, so Thursdays we got a putting league at Sebastopol Community Market. Starts at 6:30. It's random doubles. It's a lot of fun. We had 3 baskets out there, 30 stations. There's an ace pot at the end. I think it's up to... 183 dollars, I think. I don't know. I haven't done the math for that one yet.
Who won the most of getting it in the basket on that?
Jasmine
yeah. took that for how much?
$275.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Go Jazz. Go Jazz. Go Jazz.
It wasn't your birthday.
Dude, that's so cool.
Yeah, man. She was like, man, that helped me fix my car. It was broken. So she came up. That was good. That was good for her. That was only her second time there ever, too.
All right, so here's the scoop. Ready? To whoever didn't win in the tournament or just had a shitty day on the new course, you know, maybe you had new discs and it was a new course, I got something to cheer you up.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life.
Another great episode of the Stu Show, and we just want to say mahalo and long live the discers.
Woohoo.
Aha, you felt it.